Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Andrea is off today. We all talk about detox, or we've all talked about detoxing or heard about detoxing, but what about detoxing before you're expecting? Well, Rhea Frey joins us. She is the author of Detox Before You're Expecting, a cleansing program to prepare your body for pregnancy. Hello, Rhea. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
It's so nice to have you on. When our show first came on, you came on to talk about Power Vegan, plant fuel nutrition for maximum health and fitness. And now you're here to talk about detoxing. Yeah, before expecting. And I know that you like to use whole food detoxing. Jump right into this and tell us how, you know, if you're trying to get pregnant, what if you already are pregnant? So I guess that's not before, right? But what do you want to do,
right,
you know, for both situations?
Yeah, so, you know, detoxing is not a new concept. It's been around for quite some time. But I find that a lot of the detoxes that are out there with fasting, using the herbal cleanses, the juice cleanses, they're not really sustainable and they're not safe. So I really wanted to kind of devise a plan for people who could do this kind of year-round and do it in a very safe way, using whole unprocessed foods. You know, there's never a more important time to be at the optimal level of health than before conception. I think a lot of times we just kind of use pregnancy as this time to eat whatever we want and kind of gain weight. And of course you're going to gain weight, but you want it to be the right kind of weight. You want to go into pregnancy at the absolute best level of health that you can get, and cleansing the body prior to that is one of the greatest things that you can do.
You know, I totally agree with what you're saying about women kind of giving them a pass in a way. I have a craving, I have to eat 4 chocolate cakes. And it's okay, you know, you can, you know, I'm not saying you have to be completely strict, but it's not like a free for all, right? So you definitely want to take care of your body.
No, absolutely.
And I know that you write about something called toggling calories. Am I saying that right? Toggling?
That is. That's right. Yeah.
And what does that mean?
Okay. So a really cool way to kind of reset your metabolism and kind of jumpstart your metabolism and cleanse naturally is this idea of toggling calories. So not everyone wants to count calories. I'm not really a calorie counter. But if you take a little bit of time to do this, it can absolutely change your life and change your body. So what you have to do is basically find your baseline caloric intake, which all that means is the number of calories that you're ingesting where you don't gain weight and you don't lose weight. A lot of us are probably there right now. I give a way in my new book to figure this out. You can get your lab work done and do it that way, or there's a cool calculation where you can find out what that is. But so say your baseline is 1,800 calories, and this is the calories that you consume where you won't gain weight and you won't lose weight. All you're going to do is reduce those calories by 25% for 2 or 3 days, and that's it. You can do this every 3 weeks, and then you go back up to that 1,800 calories. By reducing it by just 2 or 3 days, you're not adapting to that new number. So what happens when we do a diet, right? We you know, go down to that 1,200 calories, 1,300 calories, or 1,500 calories even, and we stay there for a long period of time. So our bodies naturally adapt to that lower number. So anytime we're going out to eat and we eat, you know, 1,800 calories or 2,000 calories a day, then we're in a surplus and we're going to gain weight. That's why diets are not effective and they don't work. But when we toggle calories and we only reduce those calories for 2 or 3 days, we're just jump-starting the metabolism. We go right back up to where we're comfortable with the calories, and we haven't adapted to that new number. So we can kind of shed weight, shed toxins without it being dangerous. And it's just a really, really cool way to kind of jumpstart that metabolism every 3 or 4 weeks.
Now, these calories that you're toggling, you want to be doing the whole food detox during it, or is this just when you're back to your regular, hopefully healthier eating? Give us an
idea. You can do it actually before you detox, like right before you detox. You can actually do it during the detox if you want, or after. It's a very safe thing to do. You obviously don't want to do it while you're pregnant or nursing, but other than that, it's really safe to do at any point.
All right, so take us through the detox.
Sure. So I've in the book, This Detox Before You're Expecting, I have three different levels of detox. I think that's really important because we're not one size fits all with the way that we eat or our food sensitivities. So I have a beginner detox for people who really, you know, just eat. They can eat fast food. They drink sodas. They just don't really know what healthy food is. There's an intermediate detox for people who eat healthy about 50% of the time. And then there's the super advanced detox for people who eat incredibly well but still need a little bit of help. And so each program has a different set of criteria, different rules to follow, and different food suggestions for them. And they're each for different lengths of time. So you can really kind of pick and choose where you want to be. But you are using all whole unprocessed foods. It's mostly plant-based for the beginner detox. You know, a lot of people are not going to give up meat, which is completely fine. But there are just really good suggestions for those healthy swaps along the way.
Oh, great. Well, share some of those swaps with us. For example, I am very much paleo, so I'll have a ginormous salad with tons of vegetables and avocado and olive oil, and then I might have a little grass-fed beef on the side and maybe a little bit of a yam. So I'm, you know, very vegetable-focused, but I do like my meat, as long as it's grass-fed. But I know it's still meat. But anyway, that's all.
Yeah, and, you know, again, meat, as long as you know where it's coming from, the thing with paleo that's kind of happened is paleo diet is actually based on a very moderate protein consumption. It's not this crazy high protein, and I feel like we've really gotten out of control with it, and like that's what we're focusing on. The focus should really be more on kind of the vegetables and things like that. But with paleo or anything, when you're excluding whole food groups, you can still kind of miss out on some important nutrients. So it's really good to vary the way that you eat. That's something that I talk about as well. We reach for the same 5 to 10 foods on a consistent basis, and it's very, very important to change up the way you eat. So if you're eating grass-fed beef, for instance, maybe try some fish. If you're eating kale every single day, let's try some Swiss chard. You got to change it up because our bodies can actually become allergic to the foods that we're eating, even if they're really healthy foods. So that's just very, very important.
Now, what about people who not just sensitive to gluten, but maybe whole grains just, you know, just don't agree with them for whatever reason? Okay.
Yeah. And,
but they are
and
part
and
of your detox, correct?
Well, not all of them. That's suggested for people who can absorb and digest grains. You know, I do always suggest to soak and sprout grains whenever you can because it's, you know, those phytates, the lectins in certain foods, those are what really mess with people in the nuts as well. So if you can soak and sprout your nuts, seeds, or grains, that really helps a lot of the time. But really looking for things... you know, if you're not going to do grains, I would definitely suggest if you can do, you know, root veggies, if you can do sweet potatoes or things that you're still getting a little bit of those complex carbs in there because our bodies do need that energy. We can't just be, you know, all meat and all veggies all the time. We need a little bit of variation.
No, I agree. I make a smoothie that I love with a little bit of mango and a lot, like 5 different types of greens. I actually learned about something new, Tat Soy, T-A-T-S-O-I. Do you know what that is?
Oh, I got
this,
I don't,
like, green blend. Oh, anyway, and then I put an avocado in there and an orange, and it's delicious. We're already out of time, Rhea. This goes so fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell us how tell us how we can learn more about you.
Sure. You can go to my website. It's Rhea Frey, R-E-A-F-R-E-Y.com. I kind of have updates. My books are on there where, you know, they're sold everywhere. And that's kind of the easiest way to get in contact.
Well, you're a fabulous guest. You always have such great information.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you came back. I want to thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. I hope you all have a great day and stay well.